Megan Snow organized Aberdeen Pride. She says she can't believe it's actually happening.
Me personally, I've had a long journey with accepting myself and my sexuality because it's the first Pride that I get to be a part of, that I helped put together, that I'm fully out of the closet. It's also super special because I know how much it means to the people of Aberdeen.
Snow says she wasn't sure what the community's reaction would be, but she's been pleasantly surprised.
The outreach that I have seen has been amazing. I have not seen a single negative thing personally.
But she says bigotry still exists.
Rampant. Homophobia is still rampant. Transphobia is still rampant. It's just important that everybody feels like they can celebrate themselves and know that they're loved exactly how they are and surround themselves with people who feel the same way.
Nick Harrison designed the posters and t-shirts for Aberdeen Pride. He's excited to attend, but not for himself.
What I'm more excited about is for those kids who are younger to see, like, hey, there is a community here where we can build upon and you are welcome.
Harrison was born in Aberdeen and still lives there. He and Snow plan to create a nonprofit this year called Aberdeen Area Pride to continue supporting the LGBTQ community. He says it was important to include the word area in the name.
I personally wanted to be inclusive of all the little communities we have around here. If a kid or a person in the community can see, like, Aberdeen's doing something, they'd be like, cool.
Aberdeen Pride is June 12th at Red Rooster Coffee House. There will also be a drag show afterwards at a local bar. Everyone is welcome to attend. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.